So I am going to be reading what I typed up of my vacation log. There might be some parts omitted just because of privacy. Probably mainly time zones and whatnot. So day one, Iceland. Yeah, I went to Iceland. I liked it. Right. So, day one was a hazard. First, there was the last-minute packing that my family always does, then the flight, then arriving and getting things sorted out. Firstly, our flight was scheduled at 1600/4 p.m. So we had time, little stress equated to little worry. We all woke up as normal, and then my grandmother and I went on what seemed like 1001 errands to the mall to grab things for the other members of the family. Okay, finally, we made it to the airport, and once we got on through the international security, figured out why Iceland Air had given us meal vouchers, the flight was delayed by. Here it says 3 hours, but I think it's 4 hours, that it was actually delayed by. So we sat and ate. My father told me the horrifying truth of what had happened to the rockfish that I caught when I was five. Okay, so, until about 1300, 1 p.m. that day, I had been convinced that I had eaten a fish that I caught. The type of fish in question, rockfish, happened to be on the menu for fish and chips. My father pointed it out, and I immediately said I wanted it. So then my dad gently explained that the rockfish. So, my rockfish that I had been so proud of catching and eating at age five was actually released via my mother. I was honestly a little mad, and my dad got punched for it whenever fish was mentioned. Turned out they taste like what I remember. Though, so in the end, no harm is done. Except emotionally. Then there wasn't any drama at the gate, fortunately. The flight went smoothly enough when we finally boarded at 1900/7 p.m. ish. Aside from the screaming baby far enough behind us, we couldn't do anything about it, and the fact I never received working headphones, so I couldn't turn on my music or the few files of genuine snore sleep noises that a few friends have given me to help with my slight insomnia and loneliness, to fall asleep. It was a long flight. We arrived and got through customs without a hitch, and I now have headphones. Crappy over-the-ear ones that the flight gave to some child as part of an activity kit from the airline. They do actually work, however, so that's good news for the flight to Paris. And then I forget exactly what happened, but my family got in the typical exhausted travel day fight. Somehow we wound up back at the airport and got donuts inside of the rental car, and then we were at Hard Rock Cafe in Iceland. There is one, and it's fairly nice. I think we were in Reykjavik. Reykjavik sounds right. So, after we had eaten lunch, we drove around for, I want to say, 2 hours looking for our Airbnb on dirt roads. Several members of my family get motion sick and car sick. Not fun. We finally find it, and I get the couch because I'm the shortest of the bunch. No biggie there, I'm used to it. Then we go back out again to the pool, but it turns out nobody actually wants to go to the pool, so we decide to go get groceries instead. Don't ask me why. This is how my family... Don't ask me why. And then we all wound up eating things from a Taco Bell. Like, from Taco Bell, sitting inside a Kentucky Fried Chicken. And then I couldn't sleep, dehydration sickness, some weird stuff happened, I'm not gonna get into that. But I woke up feeling like I had a hangover. Let's see if day two is any better, shall we? Still Iceland. I think this was the last day in Iceland that we had. Okay, so we were in Reykjavik. Cool. Sorry, I just woke up. I woke up at 5 and it's 11, but eh. We woke up, right, and I still had a massive headache. We went to Reykjavik for breakfast brunch, and we found an adorable little cafe. My dad referred to the lamps as being leash lights because they have this long cord that attached them, it attached to them for extra mobility is my best guess. We all left and actually got along. My parents and sister then went for a bike ride along the shore, which I passed on because I can't ride a bike. After they came back to the car where I was, my sister said we were going shopping. This I actually loved doing, okay? This is so rare because I do not like shopping whatsoever. And I found several interesting shops. One of those shops was dedicated to the, Old Norse religion, and it was called Thor, which I found awesome. We looked around for a while. I found a neat and educational card game. It's called Ragnarok. And I got it, along with a rune that means God, and divinity, etc. on a simple necklace. It's a nice little rune. After we were done shopping, and my sister had reveled in the fact that iced coffee was available in the pedestrian mall, we went to go see a waterfall and enjoy hot springs. My father elected for a scenic route to the hot springs, and we got to see some amazing geysers on the way. The springs themselves were amazing, a nice treat after all the stress of the day before, and was well worth it in my opinion. Apparently, those springs there were one of the first, hot spring baths. And they have the same healing properties that Blue Lagoon has. So if you're going to Iceland and you're going to Reykjavik, I forget the name of the town they're in. Because they weren't crowded either. They were not crowded either. But look up things with healing properties. Because I know for a fact that it had the same ones as Blue Lagoon, but Blue Lagoon is really hard to get into. Then, yeah, one last night at the, Airbnb because it was really just sort of a mechanism. Like, I loved the Iceland stop, but it was basically a stopover from Iceland Air without, like, all the benefits or whatnot that Iceland Air probably has for their stopovers. Okay, so day three, Iceland part three, and France part one. I actually loved France for the most part. Sorry about bed creaking noises if you can hear that. Just reading this is making me tired. We got up in the morning with the sun. We packed, which was good, and all went smoothly in contrast with the previous travel day. The Reykjavik airport was really nice, and we were just on time for our flight. We weren't in that much of a rush, though the lack of customs to go through was a pleasant surprise for my parents. It left my mother bewildered, but we were in the air before she had time to wonder about it too much. The flight itself went smoothly, and it soon landed. The Paris airport was a maze. It was very easy to navigate it, but it was a maze nonetheless. We ran into a very unpleasant woman when we went to pick up our car. Thankfully, the man who talked to my mom and, like, had her sign all the paperwork and whatnot was much, I don't know if I can stress how much more pleasant, this dude was. He even made a joke that we couldn't read the paperwork anyway because it was all in French. It was a welcome change in the mood from the first person we encountered. After we got to the car, we had to park a few blocks away from our B&B. My father and I took the luggage up the elevator, whilst my sister and mother took the stairs. Oh, my dad and I had a hell of a time finding it. And we resorted to using the GPS on his phone to get us there. Once we arrived, the owner of the apartment was there to give us a quick tour. This place had a shower before she left. Okay, so the deal with the shower. Iceland, it said that, I don't know what the listing said, but the listing made it sound much more desirable. It didn't even have warm water. It was a nice little place, but it didn't have warm water. Or a shower. She even provided, back to Paris. So, she provided a, chocolate cake loaf type thing? Item? Thing? For breakfast, if need be. Once we were settled, my dad and I caught up on some much-needed sleep, and my sister and mom did some shopping. When the other half of my family returned, we went out to eat dinner. We found a very nice place and sat down. We ordered, and our server happened to see me on Discord talking in one of my servers and stopped by to chat a little bit about it on his way to another table. The conversation only lasted for a few minutes, but his English was amazing, and I'm very impressed. Speaking of, if he's here, if he's listening or something, feel free to, like, send me a friend request or whatnot. You're very nice, and I'd love to talk more. After we ate, we slept, and that was the end of our day, even if I played a little truth or dare with some of my friends. I was really unconscious. I fell asleep really soon. France part 2. So, day 4 of the trip overall. I fucking loved it. And that is, so we went to Disneyland Paris. I wound up possibly getting a slight concussion thing from Star Tours, because it was rough and I loved it. Well, no, it wasn't the ride itself. I bent down and I forgot that those seats are hard, and I banged my head trying to get my stuff. So it was totally my fault, not Disneyland Paris's fault. I don't hold them responsible or anything. But yeah, it was a fun day. We got there, we had trouble with the tickets and not being able to print them out at our Airbnb. We got to the ticket gate and turns out they can do it by your reservation confirmation, so we were good to go. And then once in the park, my adorable new tennis shoes kept rubbing against my heels. And so we had to stop at the first aid area for band-aids for blisters. My temporary fix, however, was asking my mom for her socks because I don't wear socks and shoes. I just... It kind of annoys... I don't know. I don't like socks. But she got blisters later that day. Oops! After that, we literally ran to the motor stunt show inside of the park. It was right by Rock and Roller Coaster, so we rode that before, like, after the show. I rode it twice, once with my mom, once with my dad. It was awesome! It, like, launches you into a 360 loop. First thing, and it's amazing. When I go to Hollywood Studios later this month, I plan on comparing the feeling of the American one to the Parisian one. After the show, we made our way to the Ratatouille ride, because everyone in my family really remembered liking it when we saw it, before. And we were almost at the front when a fire and rescue person pushed past us. The ride had gone down. Then we went to my second favorite ride in the park. Crush's coaster. It broke down as well. With all the stress, we decided to eat lunch. Lunch was weird. They were selling Spider-Man themed burgers with a red bun and gooey cheese that resembled a web. Mom and Dad did say it was pretty good. I didn't eat it. I didn't eat anything, in fact. After lunch, we went and rode the one ride that was down last time we were there, Hyperspace Mountain. Emphasis on the hype. Everyone was super thrilled and stoked to go on it. Everyone except my sister, who didn't go on any ride at all, that is. I was kind of disappointed that the ride got the Star Wars treatment, because I was looking forward to the original Mission 2 ride because of the story, and I'm quite frankly sick of Star Wars overtaking everything in the galaxy. The ride was fun, though, and the track remains unchanged from the original as far as I could tell. My opinion on the ride, however, is simple. It rocks. Okay, like, even with the Hyperspace Mountain overlay, which is all in French, so I couldn't understand a bloody word except, freaking Jakku. I love the track. It winds and stops and climbs and is just totally amazing. The second time I rode it, as I rode it twice, once with my mom and once with my dad, since my sister has anxiety if left alone too long, we got stuck in the exit tunnel. I thought it was cool, but my mom didn't think too hot of it. It ruined her day, and I feel worse for it because my father told me to play along with the story that it wasn't any different from Disneyland Space Mountain, which it is. It has shoulder harnesses. I want the Parisian Space Mountain, like, imported. I want that Hyperspace Mountain. It looks nice. It's awesome. What more can I say? I kind of need that Space Mountain here now. But my mom thought he told me to play along with the stop being normal when we got stuck. It freaked her out, and she only rode maybe 3 more rides that day. Then we went over to Pirates of the Caribbean, and we had a blast. Even though the final drop had my sister worried, somehow we got her to ride that. Yay! There was a mechanism to make sure the boat ahead was cleared, so it was a bit stop and go. We were there. When we were little, we got stuck on a raft ride for over an hour. A Disney one, in fact, so I can understand. So, after Pirates, my dad managed to get me onto the Indiana Jones and the Temple of Peril roller coaster. It was really fun, even if it was a bit scary, and I definitely got anti-grav time. My mom got a concussion on Space Mountain due to the emergency brakes and normal brakes activating, like, at the same time. And I felt woozy after Indiana Jones, so I advised her against it. She was very thankful. My dad and I had a blast on Star Tours, and we saw a scene we had never seen before. Okay, so, like, every single time we go, we ride Star Tours as much as we can, and we'd never seen the scene before. And it was a promo. It was definitely a promo for the, Last Jedi. I 99.98% sure on this. In fact, the whole ride felt like a gigantic ad for Galaxy's Edge, aka Star Wars Land. But it was really fun. And then, this is something not included in my travelogue that I have typed. But we... I I bugged my parents. I know I shouldn't have, but I bugged them until we went back and rode. We went back into the other park and rode the Crush's Coaster because it's my favorite ride there. It needs to happen in, like, Epcot or something. They don't have enough thrills there. To my knowledge. But it needs to happen in, like, Epcot. And whatnot. And, yeah, It was fun. I went on it with my dad. He got motion sick, and we got stopped for a little. Like, actually stopped. Not just, oh, hey, break's happening. Sort of stop. Okay, so day 5. France part 3 and Greece part 1. We woke up today, got packed, got food, etc. Paris airport, amazing and so pretty, and everything makes sense here. Like, everything makes sense there. There's an automatic bag checker, so no people are required, and it speeds up the process, and it's just very pretty. It's a little confusing to try to get to the restrooms from the terminal, but oh, it's amazing. Anyway, Greece. I loved Greece. So we landed smoothly enough, and then we got a taxi to our Airbnb. All went fairly smooth, and we were soon all set up in the place. It was a welcome change from the pads, too. After that, we walked around the city of Athens for a bit, because we were in Athens. And then we ate dinner with a view of the Parthenon, and no family drama went down that day. It was extremely nice. Oh yeah, I wish I kind of, like, notifications are useful, but I kind of don't. Ugh. But yeah, it was beautiful, and the sunset view of the Parthenon was absolutely amazing. So we, day 2, or day 6, Greece day 2. We woke up early so we could get to the Parthenon Museum. I walked around, took too many pictures in that, in the floor that sort of lines up with the Parthenon. I watched a video and then left. On our way out, because the stairs there are really neat. They're, like, textured with, dots. And they're clear, because there's archaeological work going on underneath. So, like, literally, I didn't, like, I've seen the stuff beneath before, so I, to make sure I remembered what the texture looked like, because it was neat. I took a photo of the stairs, and it was only then that someone came up to me and said, "No photos, please." Which I thought was kind of weird, because there were, like, security guards everywhere at the, up by the actual ruins of the decals, sort of. I forgot the actual word. Of the decals of the Parthenon. So, my mom and dad went shopping with, after that, we went back to the apartment, and my mom and dad went shopping with everyone else in my family after they had a few moments to cool off. I stayed, drew myself a very nice bath, and was able to finish the book that I had brought, The House of Hades, as I sat and relaxed. We ate dinner in a different place than the night before, and life was good as I fell asleep. Day 7. Still Greece, Part 3. So we went up to the Acropolis in Athens, and it was amazing. I am quite a fan of the Percy Jackson and the Olympians / Heroes of Olympus / Trials of Apollo book series by Rick Riordan. That's how he said his name in the interview, so that's how I'm gonna say it. So I had known that we were coming to Greece, so I brought a, I brought a cosplay, a casual Percy cosplay, which in a pinch could be Annabeth, could be Piper, could be Leo. So I got to do that casual cosplay of Percy and take photos with the Blood of Olympus book, and the Acropolis itself in the background. And for those of you who don't know, the Blood of Olympus has the Acropolis on the cover. Like, that's the cover art for the hardcover. I don't know if it differs from the, like, paperback. But I had the hardcover. But yeah, I got to do a photo shoot with the book and looked like I had just come out of a fight. Because they do fight on the Acropolis. Sorry, I went to check a message, and I, lost where I was. Okay. There's that. Okay, day 6? I think, I don't know. Oh, no, okay, end of day 6, cool. And then, oh, no. Okay, there's where I was. But yeah, that photo shoot was fun. I had sun in my eyes, I got a sunburn. I only wish that I had had jeans and a pillow pet, with me. But it's a fun book series. I would recommend it, along with Kingdom Keepers, to anyone who has not read them if only for the experience of reading them and seeing the stories play out. It's not a Game of Thrones or anything, but they're really good. I like them at least. But after that, we went down off of the Acropolis and we went to lunch. Oh my gods, finding a place to eat that my sister would eat at was so hard, but it paid off. And Grecian grilled cheese sandwiches are amazing. We walked around town and saw more ruins. There was like a public garden thing, I think. But after that, we caught a taxi to our hotel for the night. The Coral Hotel. And then we went swimming in the pool, though I didn't swim that much, and we had fun. Once we were done in the pool, it was way too hot to do anything, so I don't know why we spent an hour walking around looking for pizza. We found it, though, and oh my god, mind-blowing. Like, did you know that Greece is the birthplace of pizza, not Italy? So day 8, Greece part 4. I know, this is exciting. It hasn't had a part 4 before. So we woke up and we were lazy. Then we went to the, sailboat. We were taking a cruise through the Cyclades Islands on. Upon setting a single foot on the boat, my sister got seasick. My grandmother followed shortly a few hours into the first leg of sailing. I think that I hadn't been on a boat in so long that my sister just didn't know what to make of it, or maybe I didn't get enough breakfast that day. Whatever the case, I spent the first leg feeling ill. Personally, I blamed the combination of fairly rough waters and generally blah feeling that I'd had regarding water the day before. The captain and chef are sisters. They're nice. They remind me a little of what I pictured Clarice and Annabeth as the first time I read the Percy Jackson series. With the exception of the Annabeth-like one having a tattoo of a flower on her foot. Then we stopped at Kithnos for dinner, as it was also our first port. And my sister threw up while petting a small dog. So on day 9, 10, and 11, I forget what happened. Well, day 11, I know we went to a fish spa. I have pictures of all of those days. I just forget exactly what happened. And if this recording goes longer than an hour, I think I'm going to, cut it. But, so, day 12, Greece part 8. It was fun, aside from the no air conditioning last night. It was fun, aside from the air conditioning wasn't working the night before. And I didn't get much sleep. Annabeth, which is what I decided to call the cook in my travel log. Her actual name is Alex. Made a wonderful breakfast. We got out of the port, sailed for a bit, and stopped to do some swimming. Then we ate lunch, which I wasn't hungry for, and honestly, I slept through it for the most part. Then I forgot that I had to update the travel log, and I had forgotten everything that happened over the past week. So, as I was writing this, I think we were docked at Lavrios, or the other side of Caithness, and about to disembark to go get food. The only thing I can remember is cramps and food. And cats. Sorry. So, day 10. Or, no. I don't know why I said that was day 10. Day 13. Leaving Greece and getting to the UK. Hell. Just the one word, hell. Day 13, the UK part 2, and Disney Cruise part 1. Sorry, I have to respond to messages. Sorry about that little interruption. My boyfriend was worried, which is very sweet of him. Okay. So we got up, and my grandmother had taken a walk to the cliffs. We had an amazing Airbnb on the cliffs of Dover, so we went to go find her. We drove around for what was probably 10 minutes before she called us to tell us where we could meet her. And so we went and met her and strode down to a place where we could see the white of the cliffs together. My dad took puffin pictures. He got a stuffed puffin in Iceland, and he was taking pictures with it ever since. I got a really good one of it dive bombing the Eiffel Tower. So, literally, it got thrown up and over, and it was a mess. We managed to go to the cliffs. Then turn around in good time. From the cliffs, we could see the Disney magic, our way of getting home in the distance. It was a breathtaking sight. And then we went up to Dover Castle. We had a bit of spare time before they would even begin boarding the ship, and we did touristy things, at the castle. When we were done, everybody wanted to get on the boat, so we got on the boat with very little hassle. And then the lifeboat drills happened, which are quite loud, but for our safety and mandatory to attend. And from there, I wrote a few messages to people I found over Facebook that were willing to play Dungeons and Dragons with me and scanned the posts I made for room numbers. I found them and ran, no joke, literally fucking ran, up and down the ship to deliver notes because my iPad mini is out of date in terms of the iOS, so it couldn't download a working version of the app Disney has for their ship. After that, we went to dinner, and my god, oh my god, I love Rapunzel's Royal Table. Then we went to sleep. Day 12, UK Part 3 and Disney Cruise Part 2. Today we docked in, well, that day we docked in Portland, England, better known as the home of Stonehenge. I didn't go ashore as I had seen the rocks before and I personally needed the rest. A quick summary of my time on board the ship while in port. I watched Sleeping Beauty and ate pizza while drinking hot chocolate and texting. After we set sail, as I wrote the room numbers of all of those who had responded to my post and said they might be interested down, I wrote more notes. These notes were basic, telling them to please talk to me for the rest of the character sheet on the first sea day. They also stated I would be in the promenade lounge, from when I woke up until 12 noon that day, the first sea day. I delivered the notes and could only hope for the best. I also saw Junk, which was a really very fun show to attend as it was adults only. Then I went and slept more. A lot of this consists of me going and sleeping. Part 3 for the Disney cruise on day 13 and Ireland, part 1. So we got up and my parents dragged me off of the Disney Magic and into a tiny rental car. When I say tiny, I mean tiny. It barely fit my whole family and was not a comfortable ride. We went to see some cliffs, and there was a playground there, and I scraped my arm a tiny bit on some of the wood that was used to construct it. But I had a great time. My mother then dropped me off my grandmother in tow to find the train station. We walked almost all the way there before we realized we were a block or two away from the street we were supposed to be on. Luckily, we arrived with no harm there. Sorry for the Irish accent. So, I've been ashore in Ireland now, and it was absolutely wonderful and really, really fucking pretty. It's really, really fucking pretty. So that night I went and saw Christopher Robin at 2311. It's a wonderfully done movie, and I applaud all of the actors and actresses and talent that went into it. I won't spoil too much, but I love the part where they give the definition of a woozle. After the movie, I had some trouble sleeping. I was a bit homesick. And for some reason, I'd still been getting a tiny bit seasick. I eventually turned on some music and went back to sleep. Disney Cruise Part 4. Nothing that I can remember happened. Something must have happened. I probably have pictures. Sorry. So, Part 5, Sea Day, actually. Disney Cruise Part 5. Trip Day, I think it's technically... That's 13, 14, 15, 16... 17, 18. So this is day 18 of my trip. But it's Disney Cruise day 5. I woke up having slept unusually late for the time zone changing by an hour. My grandmother and I ate breakfast at Cabana's as we usually do on this trip. Okay. So, the one thing I remember from the previous day before this day is that there was a dude who tried to flirt with me. Like, a 12-year-old kid who wound up trying to flirt with me. Thankfully, there wasn't a little dude like the day before, though. And breakfast ended. I didn't eat much when my grandmother told me I could connect to the onboard Wi-Fi, which is extremely expensive, so I could download the character sheets that I needed for my Dungeons & Dragons game the day after. I love her. The day I can't remember is the day that people met up to talk about the game. So there were three people who were interested, and I forget exactly what happened, but I sort of kept running into them all throughout the ship. But back to the day that we were on. After breakfast, I went to the room and took a nap. I was typing up the law, and I was typing up the log. And yeah, I think that's it for that day. Okay, I did this out of order. So the first sea day, the day before the one that I just went over, I told the group of people that I had gotten a response from on my Facebook post about looking for a D&D game that I would stay in the Promenade Lounge from when I woke up to noon. I woke up, grabbed my D&D binder, and immediately went to breakfast. At Cabana's, a buffet restaurant on Deck 9 aft, and the usual breakfast place of miniguests, I was greeted by a child. Oh, gods, he was a 10-year-old. A 10-year-old was flirting with me. He probably thought I was like 15 or 12 or something. Said child later told me that he was 10 years of age, and judging from the way he talked to me, sweet on me. I finished breakfast as fast as I could while still being polite to the boy, and then ran, literally, to Deck 3 for my meeting at the Promenade Lounge. Luckily, I didn't see anybody when I first arrived. I was the first person there, and that made me extremely happy. My assumption is that they were eating breakfast of their own, or just hadn't woken up yet. Eventually, I found two of them. More accurately, they found me, and we moved to a larger table than the one I was sitting at. Once there, we discussed D&D for a bit and made introductions. And then we began to discuss character creation. We wound up attracting the attention of a cast member. At Disney, that's what the employees are called, for those of you who don't know. Anyway, this cast member, Gus, I think his name was, who was preparing for a drawing class. He was preparing for a drawing class he was about to teach. We got to talking, and he cosplays and happens to play Dungeons & Dragons. He lamented for a little about how no good group can ever form amongst the, amongst staff ranks because people aren't willing to commit their free time. I offered later to let him join, which he politely declined as he might get homesick for D&D. He showed us some extremely impressive armor that he had made and then scampered off to teach the drawing class. Then the rest of the day was uneventful after our little group dispersed, having decided on the third sea day at 10 to meet for the game. At dinner, we ate at Palo, the adult-only restaurant, with an extra charge. The cruise line comped us one visit because of my mom's dad's and my status aboard the ship, Platinum. The food was excellent, and the formal atmosphere was almost too fancy for myself. I'm very glad I stayed, though, because the chocolate souffle was to die for. It was almost too chocolate. I loved it, and now that I'm talking about it, I fucking want it again. After that, I felt I was really fast asleep, even though my dad did knock over a champagne stand in the restaurant. Disney Cruise Day Part 6. Pirate Night! And D&D Day. Hopefully. I got up early and scouted out of Gil's Pub, the place where we were going to have the game, and I waited and waited. Eventually, 10 came around and nobody came. 10:30, nobody. 10:45, nothing. Nobody showed up, so I left. My mom bought me an internet package to cheer me up, and I spent 100 precious megabytes talking to a few close friends. I took a lot of pictures of what happened, so don't worry. And then I spent the time until dinner just sort of wandering the ship and taking pictures. So, I went and made rounds at O'Gill's, just in case. The next day. No luck, which was fine considering my parents had entered our family as a team into a boat building bash. They built the boat, I sat on the sidelines and watched them do it, and gave them moral support. It was a really seaworthy Star Destroyer made of balsa wood, and was really fun to watch in the pool when it was tested. I have video of the event, but they asked Captain Fabian, who I almost grabbed a selfie with in an elevator, they asked Captain Fabian, the captain of the ship, what, the conditions in the pool were like for the model boats, and only one word was said, tsunami. And then after the competition, I went back to the room and took the rat, a towel-made rat, and snuggled it for about an hour. And then there, we were off the coast of Canada, which should be interesting. The ship has a Tangled-themed show, and I hoped it would turn out good, and it was amazing! Disney Cruise Part 8 and Canada Part 1. It was Frozen-themed today. There was a scavenger hunt for chocolates, and I proudly found all of the scavenger hunt things. And then there wasn't very much more to do. We went ashore in Canada, which was very hot. Too hot to do much of anything, in fact. We hired a driver, drove around for a few hours, and then came back to the ship. That's about it. Dinner was in Lumiere's, and the deck show was cool because it was nice to see how they did Frozen off the coast of Canada. Disney Cruise Part 9 and Canada Part 2. So, it was a fun day. We went ashore in Halifax, Nova Scotia, and we walked through the entire town. I came back to the ship earlier than the rest of my family. They stayed at the museum a little longer than I cared for. I thought the ship would be close, and it wound up being such a long walk that I saw someone who I'd been walking alongside turn around and went back, like they went back to the museum after well, my dad went back after giving me his phone's battery, which I got because I took too many pictures of the Halifax Citadel on my own phone and it had died. And that battery died on the rest of my walk back to the ship. I saw beaver tails, which seemed to be pancakes with syrup or something of the sort, but didn't get one. Now I'm back aboard the sh er, I was back aboard the ship when I wrote this, and typing while preparing to get the swimsuit on and go to the goofy pool to watch Descendants 2. I liked what I saw of the first one at 16:30/4:30 p.m. I went to Animator's Palette for dinner, and it was fun, I guess. Canada Part 3, Disney Cruise Part 10. We went to a town in New Brunswick that I cannot remember the name of, but I know we went to a neat rock formation that were called flower pots. I think they were rock gardens that had something to do with the tides. I didn't pay that much attention. My shoes got muddy, so without thinking, I washed them off. My shoes were red. My cloth shoes were wet for the rest of the day, and I wound up wearing my grandmother's flip-flops. They're pink and so not my style, but they are amazingly comfy. So we went to dinner at Rapunzel's Royal Table, saw an amazing show. I have some videos of that, but not much more of anything transpired after that on that night. So, Disney Cruise Part 11. The final day at sea has arrived, and I gotta say, as much as I had been loving it, I was tired. I could not wait to get back to being busy. I never thought I would say this, but I miss recording videos for my YouTube channel. I miss doing things. It may seem weird, I know, but at least there was some semblance of normality to mindlessly droning on and just having fun and being myself in front of a camera. I got up and ate breakfast with my grandmother, though we went to Lumiere's for their table service option instead of Cabana's like we usually did. I got her to read a scene from The Fourth Closet, which is the final FNAF book, as far as I know. FNAF stands for Five Nights at Freddy's, for those of you who don't know. We discussed the book for a while, and our waitstaff heavily recommended The Hobbit. After that, I went to O'Gill's to give the people the final shot to play D&D with me on the cruise. Naturally, there were way more exciting things to do, so no one showed up. I waited until 11:45 before I left. I was there from 9:40, and on. I quickly forgot about it and went swimming, catching the tail end of Tinkerbell and watching all of Wreck-It Ralph, one of my favorite movies ever personally. I can't wait for the second one before I got out of the water. And then I went and watched all of Monsters University in my stateroom via their complimentary on-demand video service. As I wrote this, I was sitting in a portal, laughing my ass off at a bingo game. Oh my god, it was hysterical. I got some video, and it was amazing. So the game ended now, and I'm kind of sad. I was watching, well, shortly after that, I was going to be watching Disney Dreams, which is one of my favorite stage shows that they do. You can probably find some of the songs online. I have not recorded anything of it. But it's a good show. I like it. Dinner was so sad and annoyed me. Funny story. When I was in, more messages to respond to. Okay, it's not actually something I have to respond to. He just said, okay. Funny story, actually. I was in the hot tub just outside of the goofy pool, and this grandmother and her granddaughter come up and start talking. The gist of it is that the Mickey pool, the kiddie pool on the ship, is too shallow for this 6-year-old girl. Then I get involved when the kid starts complaining about how the hot tub is too hot. I turn on the jets, recalling somewhere that they probably help cool it down because of the bubbles. Tinkerbell, which is what I'm gonna call this amazing 6-year-old from here on out, then gripes about it being hotter. I sigh and we wait the bubbles out. As we wait, I exit the tub to cool off in the crisp air of the New York coastline. Grandmother thanks me for being so good with kids, as Tink now has her feet in the water. I reply that it just seemed the right thing to do. 'Cause it does, fostering a kid's imagination. Then when I get back into the water, Tink tries to tell me that I'm Silver Mist. For those of you who are unaware, Silver Mist is a water fairy. They wear blue from the Pixie Hollow series. Tink then tries to teach me how to hold a dewdrop as I flutter my imaginary wings by making a show of twitching my shoulder blades. The grandmother starts complaining now, because Tink is having an absolute blast with me in the hot tub while Wreck-It Ralph plays in the background on Funnel Vision, the TV you can see from the pool. By this time, I learned that she's 6, her birthday was the day before. I've also learned that she thinks I would be a good Tinker Fairy. They wear green and tend to be very practical, but told me if I tried hard enough, I could be a fast flying fairy. They wear purple and can be extremely full of themselves. I found it extremely sweet. So, Tink, if you're ever reading this or listening to this or whatever, and you have enough memory of it to remember the girl wearing blue in the hot tub of the Disney Magic who played pretend with you for a short while. Thank you. You made my day. You made my whole cruise a lot better. You made my whole European adventure a lot better than it would have been otherwise. And I thank you profusely for that. I hope you enjoyed the dance party you went to. And I'm out of the app anyway. Okay, so, that's it for that. Wow, this lasted a lot longer than I intended it to. I don't know what those red lines mean. Whatever. Oh, that's what the red lines mean. I'm sorry for being so loud. I like this. So, yeah, it lasted a bit longer than I wanted it to, but that is my trip. I'll stop recording and post it on Soundgasm very shortly. So then there's that.